Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. A state lawmaker urges colleagues of both parties to consider prison reforms that could take pressure off the troubled Lincoln Hills juvenile facility at Irma. Milwaukee Assembly Democrat Evan Goyke proposed bills to turn Lincoln Hills into an adult treatment center, move the juvenile Lincoln Hills inmates to 10 smaller facilities around the state, cut parole revocations for rule violations that are not criminal, and bring back early release dates for prisoners who complete schooling and treatment programs. Goyke details turning Lincoln Hills to an adult treatment facility.
The largest numbers of new prison admissions are for repeat drunk drivers. They need alcohol treatment. There is currently a waiting list in the adult prison system of 5,900 inmates waiting to get alcohol or other drug treatment.
Goyke says the current male facility has more than 350 empty beds, and the model to keep the facility open isn't sustainable.
That means it's almost 70% vacant. Because of the way Lincoln Hills is funded, as the population goes down, so do the revenues to staff and operate the facility. So it's more expensive, and that is an unsustainable model.
Goyke says Wisconsin is close to having to send prisoners to other states. The Corrections Department says the new state budget includes money for a planning study and bonding for a new prison for older inmates. We have more on the story on the website WXPR.org. More deer were taken during the recently concluded gun deer season in the North Woods than a year ago, even though statewide fewer deer were taken. DNR wildlife biologist Jeremy Holtz.
Entire 9-day deer season, we had over 26,000 antlered bucks harvested. We had a significant increase in antlerless. We had 15,220 antlerless deer harvested, and we expected an increase because we had some units that went from a zero quota to a modest antlerless quota across the north.
Holtz says county deer advisory councils were restrained in the antlerless deer harvest requests, with only Vilas County having a zero antlerless quota. Severe winters a few years ago impacted the northern herd. Holtz says another season is also impacting the deer totals.
Our archery take has really started to increase. When I was growing up, archery was kind of a fringe sport, and it's become mainstream. And now with the addition of hunting opportunities plus crossbow use, it seems like archery harvest has really become a major factor in our overall deer management.
More bucks were taken this year compared to last year, with the majority of the increase in the northern counties. Holt says hunters have also increased the numbers of deer to be sampled for chronic wasting disease.
So we definitely have increased participation from hunters. And if people shoot a deer and they want it sampled, or even if they shot one and it's still hanging, the sample's still viable, they can contact the DNR and they can get their deer sampled. We have a sampling kiosk right here in Rhinelander at the service center. It's just a chest freezer out the front door with instructions on how to leave the head.
Holt says while the samples are just starting to come in, he says so far no CWD has been confirmed here. And students at Wabino High School are doing some work with brook trout right in their classroom. More than 100 brook trout eggs were delivered to the Wabino High School as part of the Trout in the Classroom program, a nationwide effort where young people raise trout eggs into small fingerlings while learning about trout biology, habitat, and conservation. Wabino Elementary participated last year. Trout Unlimited sponsors the program. Laura McFarland is a TU spokesperson. She says the organization has the program to make youth familiar with trout. She says there's a good amount of interest in having a good brook trout population in the north branch of the Oconto River.
They'll be raising trout from eggs to fingerlings, so just a few inches long. Currently, those eggs are just starting to hatch, and they'll be raising these trout to fingerlings, which will entail monitoring the tank for water quality, helping feed the trout once they hatch. They'll be engaged in conversation throughout the semester about what a trout needs to survive.
In the early 1950s, three mill ponds that warmed the river and degraded water quality were partially removed. Trout Unlimited volunteers have partnered with the Forest Service upstream of Highway 32 to narrow the stream, resulting in deeper, cooler water. The brook trout eggs for the school project were donated by Silver Moon Springs Trout Farm in Elton in Langlade County. We have more on the story on our website at WXPR.org. And the weather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, low 22. Friday, sunny, high 44. Friday night, cloudy, slight chance of snow showers, then gradually becoming partly cloudy, low 29. Saturday, sunny, high 42. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.